Well, I reckon it's perfectly acceptable to work a job that gives you the bucks you need to live a fulfilling life. I think it can be really good to find a career that also fits your ethos and your passions. Joining me to share some advice on how to find that fit is SA career coach Ruth Morgan, who's just launched her first book. It's called Career Awakening: How to Align Your Career with Your Soul Purpose. Hi there, Ruth. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Good morning, Jenny. Thanks for having me on for a chat.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. So tell us more about the book and what it means, aligning your career with your soul purpose.
I've seen quite a few patterns emerge with the clients I was coaching, and quite consistently people were at that point in their life where they were looking for a bit more meaning and purpose. And, you know, as I sat down with people and was identifying what they wanted, I guess it all really sort of boiled down to, why am I here? You know, they felt that there was more to life, more to their career than what they were doing, and were feeling a bit empty and were looking for a career that was really going to help them feel like they were living their purpose. And I guess, you know, that's exactly what happened to me in my career after 27 years in the recruitment industry. And I pivoted into my own business once I saw why I'm here and saw that bigger picture.
Oh, right. So what kind of a difference did that make to be able to align your values and work in something that you were really passionate about?
Well, I mean, the first thing was it was really motivating, because for 7 years I'd had this desire to start my business and, you know, had been dabbling around with a website, but I'd never really taken any action. And once I got clear on my values, it was within 6 months that I'd started my business, quit my job, done all of my coaching accreditation. So when you feel that real alignment, it can be highly motivating to have you take action. But not only that, I mean, when your career is aligned with your values, I mean, it has such a strong impact on your performance, your success, your well-being and your fulfillment. So, you know, a lot of people think that having a career that you love is a bit of a fantasy, but actually it's essential to your well-being and to your fulfillment in life.
Yeah, and you write about being, you write in the book about being tuned in to the mind and body, which is something you had to learn the hard way growing up with a family, yeah, with parents who worked really, really hard.
And, you know, I'm always looking back for clues in my life that have shaped who I am and why I'm here. And I think that was certainly a big one, watching the impact of stress on the family and in particular on my mum. You know, she died at the age of 63 of breast cancer when there was no history of cancer in her family. And, you know, just wondering why that happened. And, you know, then later on in life, understanding about psychosomatics, that whole mind-body connection, and how every thought we have is felt in the body on a cellular level. And that's where quantum physics comes in. And so, you know, I really focus with clients a lot on their language and their thought process around their career. Even if they're not happy in their career, you know, we can sort of pivot our thinking and at least be taking action in the direction of making a change, and that can make us feel better right now. Because, you know, quite often people will say, oh my God, my career's killing me, or it's sucking the life out of me. And all of those expressions are having a repercussion on the body. So it's so important to understand that mind-body connection.
With us at the moment is SA career coach Ruth Morgan. You write in your book, Career Awakening, that making mistakes with choosing jobs or paths or careers are often based on fear or comfort. Can you elaborate on what that means?
Absolutely. Quite often we take the comfortable road, and I was just having a conversation with a few clients yesterday who are now experiencing challenges in their career, because even though they saw the signs, knew they were comfortable or too scared to make a move, they didn't make any changes. And when we don't challenge ourselves, then these external challenges come our way, and they are never pleasant. And I've done it myself. I mean, you know, I worked with the same bosses over 18 heads across two companies, and I could do my job with my eyes closed, and I was very comfortable and just too scared to move out into my own business, even though that's what I wanted to do. And as I said, when we don't challenge ourselves, then challenges will come our way to get us on our path. So we've really got to pay attention to when we are in that comfort zone and continuously ask ourselves, are we challenging ourselves? And even when we're sort of looking at a job change and perhaps considering, do I apply for this job or that job? You know, apply for that job that is a little bit scary to apply for, that does take you out of your comfort zone, because ultimately we're here to learn and grow and expand. And we do that when we step out of our comfort zone.
How do we find something that fits our values and passions? Sometimes people are a bit lost and they've got no idea what they are.
Well, one exercise I do, I sort of reverse engineered it at one point in my career, and I couldn't find a job that aligned with what I was looking for and what I valued. And so I started to create my own dream job description. And it was fascinating, because now that I know about, you know, the laws of manifestation and metaphysics, I can see exactly how it worked. But I actually started to just cherry pick the tasks that I like to do, the sort of people I like to work with, you know, what I like to do on a daily basis. And I wrote down this job description. And then once I had that in front of me and I looked at it, I came up with a name for that job. And then just 2 weeks later, that ad appeared on Seek and I applied and got that job.
Wow.
It was incredible.
Yeah, right. And then I suppose, you know, if you create a business and you have certain values, really putting them at the forefront when you go and seek someone to work with you, because that's what you want to be attracting. And those people really want to work with an organisation like your own. So important to name those values.
Absolutely. And I've done a lot of work, you know, on my website to get that languaging and messaging across, because, you know, I'm probably not the career coach for everybody. I mean, I've got 30 years career experience, but, you know, unless you're really, willing to step out of your comfort zone to really take responsibility for things that have happened in your career, and you're at that point where you really want to either break patterns or break through and are looking for something, you know, that's got more meaning and purpose, that's the work I do with people. So, yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't want to work with everyone. I want to work with people who are fairly much on a similar path or wavelength to me.
And, you know, that old expression, that cliche, that you choose a career you love, you never work your day in your life. But I reckon that's a bit off, because you find you actually work harder than ever, longer hours, emotionally more invested, right? So maybe it's more that you find something that's more rewarding and enjoyable. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I mean, absolutely. I've been in my business for almost 5 years now, and yes, I felt like I have worked hard. And I think especially in the early stages where you're so driven by passion, and you've really got to watch that, because you can spend your time working till 9 o'clock at night on your passion project, but that's in the long run not sustainable and not healthy. And I think one of the turning points was not last year, but the year before, I read the book called The One Thing. And it really got me focused on, okay, what's the one main thing you want to achieve? And it just sort of simplifies your focus, because I started to feel like, you know, when all these people were saying, oh, you've got to work really hard, whenever I heard that expression, it really did just grate, and I just didn't resonate with it. And it's fascinating that when you get clear on your one big thing that you want to achieve, and you make that your priority, you end up getting so much done, because it tends to filter out all the other stuff that just keeps us busy and isn't really getting us where we want to go. So that was a really good philosophy to follow. And I found now that that helps me, you know, still channel my energy to the thing that I'm passionate about, but I'm not working hard. Like, I've got more energy left, I've got time in my day, and it just helps me be more productive and effective.
Great. And I should say congratulations on releasing your book, because that's never an easy thing, I imagine. So how can we get our hands on a copy?
There is a link on my website, Creating Healthy Careers, but it's also available on amazon.com.au and on Kindle.
Great. Oh, well, congratulations, and thank you so much for your time today. It's been lovely to have you on the program, Ruth Morgan.
Oh, lovely. Thanks so much, Jenny.